You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the beginning of May, advocacy group Students for Fair Rent launched a rent strike against the University of Auckland. This saw many students withholding their rent from their halls of residence. Just over a month later, a decision was made to end the strike. Now, still with no response from the university, the group is moving away from solely targeting the tertiary institution and instead focusing on legislative change. I spoke to the group's organiser, Matthew Lee, who explains what happened over the course of the strike and what led to its end.
Yeah, so multiple things happened during that month. So the first thing is that we tried many times to reach out to the university and tried to set up a meeting where we could sit down and have a serious conversation about how we can move forward so that rent is at an affordable price and it's at a price where the university can afford as well. And they outrightly refused to meet with us. And in fact, they actually explicitly decided that they weren't going to engage with the campaign. And we thought that was deeply troubling that the university refused to work with its own students about issues within its own university. And then the university also just very clearly was never going to acknowledge this as a real problem. And in fact, they started to do things to residents to start to intimidate and bully them. So an example I can give you is a week into the strikes, they started to lock some students out of their rooms. Thankfully, access was granted back, but that was just a really scary moment for us because it just showed that the university was willing to do anything but fix the problem. And so that's why we decided that we've made our point, our message is out there, the university is never going to budge, so it's time to put sort of students' safety above that.
So during the strike, it lasted a month long with many students withholding their rent. So what effect was made during it? Do you know how much money ended up being withheld from the university?
Yeah, so by our estimates, about $300,000 to $400,000 was held from the university. And the fact that that didn't make the university want to act was deeply troubling. You have to imagine how much money they're actually making every day.
You said over the month that students were striking, the university refused to talk with students. So there was no moves made to come to any sort of agreement?
Yeah, that's right. They actually explicitly sent us an email and told us that the university made a decision not to meet with the campaign, and instead encouraged us to go through AUSA. The problem with AUSA is that AUSA is essentially a controlled organisation by the university. Going through AUSA is not going to make any difference. They're unable to bring up any issue with the university, and so that was a dead. And that was essentially them saying that we're not going to engage with you any further.
Have the university made any efforts to reach out following the conclusion of the strike?
No, nothing at all. Nothing from the university.
So let's throw things back a bit. The Students for Fair Rent campaign began nearly a year ago. So from then to the beginning of May, what led the group to a rent strike?
Yeah, so I mean, we started off, we reached out to the university, we reached out with our concerns, and we were met with a really bland response. So we organised a rally, we organised a petition, the petition reached over 1,500 signatures, that concluded with a meeting with the university. And in that meeting, it was just really clear that the university, first of all, was not going to acknowledge that rent is a problem for students. And second of all, they were never going to actually work with us to find a solution that works for everyone. And so after months of, no contact from the university and no action from the university, we decided that it was time to take things to the next level. And that's where the idea for a rent strike came about.
The campaign's been going for about a year now. And it seems like the group has made a lot of headway in their actions. You've done a lot. You've been in the media a lot. Has any progress been made with the university in the past year, or has it kind of been at the standstill the whole time?
Yeah, I think with the University of Auckland, they're quite stubborn. So it's going to take time to actually get things done with the university. But I think we've definitely done a lot. And I think the thing that we've done the most is make people aware that this is actually a problem and make people aware that actually we can fix this problem, whether it's through the university or through the government. You know, our next step is to reform the Residential Tenancies Act to make sure that student accommodation and student renters are protected under this act, because currently it is excluded from that legislation. And so whether it's through that or through something else, we're making people aware that this is an issue, and this is an issue that needs to be solved. It's not an issue that's just happened in the past year. It's an historic issue that has happened for the past many, many years. And so we absolutely should be fixing this problem. Cost should never be a barrier to education, because education is a public right. And so, yeah, I think we've done a lot in terms of making people aware that things can happen and change can be made.
So what are the next steps for the group?
Yeah, so like I said before, the Residential Tenancies Act completely excludes student accommodation from the provisions of the legislation. That means that students who are living at student accommodation essentially don't have the same renters' rights as everyone else, or at least as people who are living in private accommodation. So we're planning to reform the Residential Tenancies Act to not just include student accommodation under the provisions of the clause, but also make sure that there's extra regulation on student accommodation, recognising that student accommodation exists sort of in its separate sphere, because everyone in student accommodation is, well, students. And so making sure that there's enough regulation to make sure that the universities or accommodation providers are not able to arbitrarily put rent at whatever level they want, and to make sure that student renters are protected.
What are you hearing from the students around you in the campaign and out of the campaign? What's their view on it, and how did they feel during the strike as well?
Yeah, I think even before, during, and especially after the strike, students were feeling frustrated with the university. They were feeling frustrated that, first of all, rent was that high, but also that the university was just not willing to engage with the student body. They felt that the university was completely ignoring them and shutting them out. They shared their concerns with AUSA as well. They wanted someone to stand up for them, and that's where the campaign stood in. They were very supportive of the strikes, very supportive of the campaign. They also completely understood when we had to decide to end the strikes, just because, yeah, it was not feasible to continue anymore. But they were fully supportive of the campaign, and they're just frustrated, and I share that concern, and I share that frustration with them as well. I think it's really disappointing that the university is just outrightly refusing to work with its students like that, and outrightly refusing to acknowledge that it is a huge problem that students are going through, the cost of living crisis. And so, yeah, frustrated is what the students are feeling.
That was Students for Fair Rent organiser Matthew Lee on the end of their rent strike and the next moves for the campaign.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.